and find that my son has already thought deeply about this issue and this issue.
他的思考和想法充满了圣灵的引导，
His thought and idea are full of guidance of Holy Spirit.
所以因着今天的因着这样的感动，我就想跟弟兄姐妹们也分享这一个话题，叫做基督徒的追求。
So because of this touch, I also want to share this topic with you today.
我希望这个话题能够与我们众弟兄姐妹有共鸣。
I hope this topic will particularly beneficial to our sisters and brothers.
我特别高兴看到 Albert 也在我们中间，我想 Jason 也在我们中间。
I'm very happy that I see Albert and Jason there among us.
就也能够跟你们有共鸣。
I hope I can have some common language with you too.
非常高兴，李学忠也在我们中间
I'm very happy
Jason。
this brother is among us too.
特别的，我希望我今天分享的话题能够对我们青少年有益。
Especially, I hope that my sharing can be inspirational to our teenagers.
更希望把今天的话题讲给 Nora 听，
I hope that I can tell this to Nora.
因为 Nora 跟妈妈还有妹妹要一起搬家离开我们。
Because Nora and her mom and her sister are going to live here and to go to another state.
那我们，我就用今天这样的话语作为我们临别的箴言。
So I'm going to use this speech, this preaching as our parting words.
在马太福音第五章到第七章当中，记录了主耶稣基督他的登山宝训。
In Matthew chapters 5 to 7, the sermon on Mount of the Lord Jesus Christ is recorded.
这个是。主耶稣基督，他对这个基督徒的言行和生活准则的一个最系统全面的阐述。
So this is the most detailed and comprehensive exposition by the Lord Jesus on the word, deed, and living standard of Christians.
而登山宝训呢，就以8幅开始。
And the Mount of Sermon begins with Beatitudes.
这8幅就讲述了我们天国的奖赏。
So the Beatitudes of the Bible describe the heavenly reward.
那我来读一下8幅，马太福音第五章第三节：虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的；哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰；温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土；饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。连续人，哦，sorry，
Sorry.
go ahead。
Let's read together. Blessed are the poor in spirit, but there is a kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled.
第七节，不是第七节，我们在第七节，连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续；清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神；使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子；为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
So blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
这个8幅在这里描述了神真正的子民的特征，而且也阐明了在天国有份的人可以盼望的神的那个福分和奖赏。
So the Beatitudes describe the characters of God's truly people and illustrated the blessings and the reward that those who share in kingdom of heaven can expect.
将这8幅从整体的来看，就可以看到一幅这个继承神国应许的完美的基督徒的奖赏。
So taking this together, they give a picture of a perfect Christian who inherits the promise of kingdom of God.
但是在主耶稣基督讲完他的登山宝训的时候，在马太福音第七章的时候呢，主耶稣基督讲了一个让4代基督徒 都非常警醒的问题。
But at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord Jesus spoke of an issue that has alerted Christians of all generations.
他说在末世，在末世的时候，有许多人以为他们一生追求主，奉他的名传道、赶鬼、行异能，但是主耶稣基督却说：“离开我吧，我不认识你们。”
So in the last days, many people think that they have pursued the Lord all their lives, preaching in His name, casting out the demons, and performing miracles. But the Lord Jesus said, "Leave me. I don't know you at all."
那么，如果我们一生的追求主，奉他的名传道、赶鬼、行异能，可是主耶稣基督说：“离开我们吧，我根本不认识你。”
So after pursuing the Lord all our life and preaching in His name, casting out demons and performing miracles, why does the Lord Jesus does not recognize us?
为什么主耶稣基督不认识这样的人呢？
Why they don't recognize such person?
那到底什么是我们基督徒正确的追求呢？
So what is the correct pursuit of a Christian?
我们到底追求什么样的人生才能够穿过这个窄门进入到天国呢？
So what kind of a life should we pursue so that we can choose the narrow door and enter the kingdom of heaven?
才能够不被主归入到那个很多的人被关在门内的那些人的行列当中呢？
So we don't be classified being included by the Lord in the rank of many people who are shut out.
弟兄姐妹们，这是一个非常严肃的问题。
So brothers and sisters, this is a very serious question.
是一个非常值得我们能够深刻的去思考，也警醒，确信自己得着确据的一个问题。
It is also a question worth thinking about frequently and ensuring that we have the assurance.
保罗在腓立比书三章十二到十四节这儿讲。
So in Philippians, Paul says in chapter 3, verse 12 to 14.
我在这里读给大家讲啊，腓立比书三章十二节，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是极力追求，或者可以得着耶稣基督所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力前面的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Philippians 3:12-4, not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goals to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
你看，神赐给我们众儿女的这个道路，其实从来都是那么简单明了的，不是拐弯抹角。
So you can see the path God showed His children is always so simple and clear, without nothing which about it.
保罗告诉我们，属神的儿女只有一件事。
So Paul taught us that God's children have one thing only.
就是忘记过去。
Is forgetting what is behind.
努力向前。
And straining toward what is ahead.
向着标杆跑。
Toward the prize that we run heavenward in Christ Jesus.
目的是要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我而来的得的奖赏。
So the goal is to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
登山宝训的八福就是这个天上的奖赏的一个最美妙的一个画面。
The Beatitude of the Sermon on Mount are this wonderful picture of heavenly rewards.
所以因着这样的盼望，主耶稣基督他也在鼓励我们，在马太福音的五章十二节，就是讲完八福以后，马上主耶稣基督鼓励我们他说应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的奖赏是大的。
So right after this, Jesus also encouraged us in Matthew. Matthew 5:22, 12, 5:12. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophet who were before you.
所以我们的人生，不管我们遭遇什么样的人生，我们做什么样的事情，我们生命当中只有一件事。
So no matter what we encounter in life, we only have one thing in life.
我们就是要在神面前做一个单纯的人。
We must be a simple person before God.
单纯不是说我们不明白这个世界的邪恶。
So being simple does not mean that we do not understand the dangers of this world.
单纯是指说我们的这个眼睛专一，我们要盯在我们主耶稣基督的身上。每一个蒙神喜悦的人都有一个特色，就是我们的眼睛永远盯着我们的神。
So being simple means that we have a single-minded vision. The one character for every person who pleases God is that our eyes are always focused on God.
大卫在诗篇27篇第4节这样说：“说有一件事我曾要求告耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，赞扬他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。”
David said in Psalm 27:4, "One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all day of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple."
Wow, 我们要住在耶和华的殿中，我们要赞扬他的荣美，要求问他的智慧，也要赞美他的伟大，享受他属天的爱，这就是基督徒的追求。
Wow, I want to live in the house of the Lord all my life. Behold his beauty, ask for his wisdom, praise his greatness, and enjoy his heavenly love. This is the pursuit of a Christian.
为什么要忘记过去呢？
Why should we forget the past?
因为过去常常会成为我们生命成长的障碍，属灵生命成长的障碍。
Because the past often becomes an obstacle to growth of our life in spiritual.
过去的，我们的过去的失败就会成为魔鬼控告我们的借口。
The past failure can become accusation from the devil and cause us to live in fear.
会陷我们在恐惧之中。
Cause us to live in fear.
我回忆我自己的属灵生命，我受洗已经快三十，今年正好30年，应该说。
So I look back my
94年受洗。
I look back at my own spiritual life. So today I already baptized for over for 30 years. Today, this year this is 30 years.
但是在绝大多数早期的受洗的时候，我是生活在这样的恐惧当中。
But the majority of the time after I baptize, I live in a fearful life.
我喜爱神，愿意追求神。I
love God. I want to pursue God.
但是我不愿意侍奉，不愿意跟别人分享主耶稣基督的福音。But
I don't want to serve God. I don't want to say my personal testimony to other people.
因为我每当有这样的感动，我能够感受到神呼召的时候，就有一个声音在谴责我。
So whenever I feel God is calling me to use my life, I heard this voice to accuse me.
他说：“你看你生活当中，你是这个样子的，你做了这样一些错事，你在讲台上讲任何的事情都是亵渎神，你给别人传的福音，你都是虚假的。” So
look at yourself. What did you do? What you spend the time, you say, when you're on a stage, when you preach God, then what you say is not real, it's all fake.
因着这样的控告，我不敢向别人分享神的话语。So
because the accusation from the devil, I'm scared to share God's words with other people.
所以早期我受洗了以后，我只做一件事情，我就愿意坐着听。
So after I was baptized for many years, there is only one thing I like to do. I sit down and listen to God's words.
但后来慢慢的，我们认识到，我们是新造的人。 是重新生出来的人。
But gradually I realized that I'm not the old person, I'm a new person in Christ.
因为我们是重新生出来的，在主耶稣基督的灵里头生出来的，所以过去的事情跟我们没有关系了。
Because we are this new person, spiritually we are reborn person, and that everything in the past has nothing, no relationship with us anymore.
我们只能向前看，向着标杆跑。
We just need to look ahead and toward, run toward our goal, heavenly goal.
才给我勇气，今天能够站在这里跟大家分享。
So it gave me a courage that I can stand here and I can preach to everyone here.
忘记过去呢，也要忘记过去的成功。
Forgot your past and also forgot about your success.
因为过去的成功可能会让我们依靠自己，依靠才干，依靠关系。
The past success may also cause us to rely on ourselves, our talents, and our relationship.
依靠我们自己胜过依靠神。
Rely on ourselves is more than we can rely on God.
所以，如果我们陷入过去，就永远陷入在恐惧当中。
Stuck in the past, we will live in fear.
就像主耶稣基督说的那样，整天我们在思考我们自己是不是在主耶稣基督所说的离开我吧，我根本不认识你的那一群人当中。
And I will like those people which Lord described that depart from me, I don't know you at all.
所以主耶稣基督在登山宝训里头也明确的告诉了我们人生追求的保险和确据。
So the Lord Jesus also clearly gave us the insurance and the assurance.
马太福音六章三十三节这样讲。
Matthew 6:33.
你们要协求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
弟兄姐妹们，这是神给我们最伟大的应许。
Brothers and sisters, this is the greatest promise God has given to his children.
也就是说，当我们开始思考神的事情的时候，神他也在思考我们的事情。
So in other words, when we remember the things of God, God also remembers our things.
所以我们就是要侍奉他的时候，不是等有了能力再去做。
So we need to remember that we serve God is not because we have the ability to do it.
也不是说我们有了资格再去做。
It's not because we are worthy to do it.
而是当我们顺服神的时候，听到圣灵的呼召的时候，我们就去做。
Is when we hear God's words and we can clearly know is a spirit calling us to do, then we need to do it.
神在那个时候就会把他的能力释放给你，让你去经历他的丰富。
And then at that time, God's power will be released in us, let us to experience His richness.
这就是我们信心的功课。
So this is a lesson of faith.
当我们每天凭着信心，在这样活在我们的生活当中去遵循神的旨意的时候，神就必然供应。
When you simply follow God's will in your life, in your daily life by faith, He will surely provide.
这个是我们世代基督徒的生命的见证，很多的基督徒有这样的见证。
This is the testimony to the lives of Christians throughout the generations.
大到摩西，彼得，摩西是一个吐嘴蹦舌的人。
It can be greatest is Moses.And Peter, we know Moses is not good at his language.
彼得只是一个渔夫，没有经过受过教育的渔夫。
And Peter is just a fisherman. He never had any formal education.
但是我们弟兄姐妹都知道，摩西带领几十万，据说是将近100万的以色列人从埃及进入到。应许之地。
And we all know Moses led the Israelites, it's more than 100,000 million people, they exodus and they came to the promised land.
彼得成为我们教会的磐石。
And Peter has become the pillar of the church.
小到我们自己的教会、自己的弟兄姐妹的身上。
We think like a little people, like each one of us in our church.
我们今年成立了一个教牧小组。
So this year we have this sermon team.
刚开始的时候，我们真的心里头没有我们的信心很小很小。
In the beginning, we have a little faith.
我们不知道我们前面的道路。
We don't know the road ahead of us.
我们不知道神会赐给我们什么样的话语。
We don't know what kind of word that the Spirit is going to give to us.
但是众弟兄姐妹都见证了神他供给我们的丰丰富富。
But each one of us here, we all experience what God's abundance promised in our sermon team.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你生活在忧虑当中吗？
So, dear sisters, brothers, you are have some hesitation in your life?
你有的时候会不会觉得这个环境太不公平了，对我？
Sometimes, do you feel like, oh, the environment is not fair to me?
这个环境应该改变，对我公平一点。
So, this environment needs to change, so people need to treat me better.
别人也应该改变一点，对我态度好一点。
So, everyone else around me needs to change, they need to treat me more nicer.
但是我们从神灵受到的功课不是这样的。
But the lesson we learn from God is the opposite of this.
神要我们从我们自己的生命开始。
So God wants us to start from our life.
要我们先去寻求神的国，神的义。
And let us to seek first the sovereignty of God's kingdom.
先寻求神要我们做的事情。
Seek first what God wants us to do.
那个时候我们就会突然间发现，神可以改变我们自己的生命。
At that time, you can realize that God can change my life.
不仅改变我们自己的生命，因着我们自己生命的改变，也会改变我们周围的人的生命。
Not only change my life, it's because my life changed, and also people around me, their life changed too.
你愿意这样去经历他的信实吗？
Do you want to take this, do you want to experience, this change in your life?
和我儿子在一周的旅行当中，儿子跟我分享了一位在硅谷创业，已经很成功的一个年轻的基督徒。
So during a few days of travel with my son, my son shared with me a young Christian who has been very successful in starting a business in Silicon Valley.
他的名字叫 Ranji Majoy.
His name is Ranji Majoy.
他跟我儿子一样，都是在同一个技术领域，叫做 virtual reality 的这个技术领域，叫翻译成中文叫做虚拟现实技术领域在做工作。
So Ranji, like my son, is in the same technology field called virtual reality.
什么是虚拟现实技术呢
？So what is virtual reality?
这个虚拟现实就是说，一个真实的事件，它可以虚拟复制出来。
So virtual reality is a virtual copy of a real world.
也就是说，我们这个真实的世界当中有什么，它就会在这个计算机系统里头给你复制一个什么出来。
So in other words, whatever is in the real world, it can be copied virtually as needed in the computer system.
它不仅可以复制出来，它可以让你进去，到里头可以做你想要做的事情。
And also, it can allow you enter this virtual reality world and make you, let you to make change in there.
因为这个虚拟世界它是虚拟的，所以这个工程师他可以不断的改进他们的模型，不断的改进，最后让这个虚拟的世界无限制的接近这个真实的世界。
Because it is virtual, so engineers can continually to improve and make this virtual world indefinitely closer to the real world.
你会问说，那这个技术有什么用呢？
So maybe you can ask, what is the use of this?
这个技术用途可大了。
This is very useful.
我跟我儿子学的，他教给我，他讲给我的，我以前都不明白。
So I learned from my son. He taught me. I never experienced this type of technology.
比如说，你要想学开飞机，你可以从这个虚拟世界里头学起，不用害怕从天上掉下来。
So if you want to learn to fly a plane, you can start learning in this virtual world, and don't be afraid of falling from the sky.
等你在虚拟世界学得很好了以后，再去开真的飞机。
And wait until you can learn to fly a virtual plane before you can fly a real plane.
啊，如果你要是做医生的，我们中间有，志强是医生，曹烨也是医生。那你做医生呢？你可以先从虚拟的人体上去做手术。
So if you want to be a doctor, and we all know we have two doctors here, Dr. Lan, Dr. Chao, and if you want to be a doctor, you can first perform operation on virtual human body.
你不要害怕做手术发生事故。
And you don't have to be afraid of accident.
等你能够在虚拟世界里头非常熟练的做手术的时候，你再去做真的手术。
After you become proficient in performing virtual operation, then you can then perform operation on real person.
所以你要造一辆汽车的话，你也可以在虚拟世界里头先造一辆你觉得很完美的汽车。
If you want to build a car, you can first build a car, perfect car in a virtual factory.
然后再根据你这个模型去做真的汽车。
And then according this virtual model, you can deliver into a real car.
而你要上大学。你可以去模拟的大学的 教室里头去上课。
If you want to go to university, you can go to the classroom of a virtual university.
虚拟世界可以有世界上最好的教授教你上课。
So in the virtual reality, you can have the best professor in the world.
他们可以模拟出来爱因斯坦去教你上课。
You can even invite the long dead Einstein come to the class.
如果有这样的虚拟大学，你还上什么？你就不需要爬藤了。
So with such a wonderful virtual university, who could? You don't need to go to Ivy League schools.
所以在硅谷这个技术创新中心呢，有很多人觉得这个模拟世界这个 VR 技术会给我们带来下一次的技术革命。
So therefore, in the technological innovation center of Silicon Valley, many people believe that virtual reality technology will bring next technological revolution to the mankind.
我们中间 Jason 是我们计算机方面的专家，所以你想知道 VR 技术，你可以再。
So we know among us, Jason is the expert of virtual reality. If you have any questions, you can go to Jason and ask him.
所以这个VR 技术可能会给我们将来的这个生活文化带来各种很大的冲击。
So this virtual reality can be beneficial to us and have great impact in our lifestyle and culture.
Renji 呢，他就是这样一个技术领域的一个领军人物。
So this Renji is a leader in such a technical field.
而就是说，这个 Renji 是他的 role model， 就是他的榜样。
So my son said Renji is his role model.
他有自己的 podcast channel。就是在那个叫什么 YouTube 里头，他有他的 channel。
So this Renji has his own podcast channel. It can be on your phone and also YouTube channel.
我儿子也是他的 follower.
And my son is one of his followers.
Right. 就是这个 Renji 呢，他在自己的频道里头，在各种各样的场合访谈节目里头。
So at his own channel and a different interview. So this Renji openly talk about his faith.
Yeah, 在这些节目当中，他公开的谈论自己的信仰。
So Renji shares his spiritual life.
他分享神在他人生道路上的带领。
He shared God's guidance in his life.
他将他的成功归荣耀给神。
He gave glory to God for his success.
他认为神给他这样的智慧和能力，就是想让他从一个全新的视角，从这个 VR 的全新的视角来揭示神创造的奇妙和伟大。
So he believes that God gave him such wisdom and ability to review and understand the greatness of God's creation from a new virtual reality perspective.
这就是他给自己立下的生命的追求。
So this is his personal mission and pursuit.
我们在旅行当中听了他好多的 podcast， 就是在开车的过程中。
So in our traveling together, we listen to many episodes of his podcast.
在现在一个这个自我膨胀，每个人都觉得自己，硅谷的那些创新的技术人员，他们每个人都觉得自己很聪明，很伟大。
So in the self-expansion and materialistic Silicon Valley, everyone thinks they are the greatest. Everyone thinks they are the smartest person.
这是一个物欲横流的地方，大家都追求金钱，追求最大的利润。
So this is the place everyone is pursued for financial gain. They want to have the, they want to become very rich.
有这样的基督徒能够在这样的环境当中去归荣耀给神，真的是犹如污浊当中的清流。
So such a Christian disciple is like a clear stream in the field.
真的能够成为光和盐，影响像我儿子这样的年轻人。
Truly becoming a light and a salt, influencing young people like my son.
鼓励他们，不论他们在哪里，不论他们做什么事情，他们都不忘记主的追求，不忘记神的供应。
Encourage them to never forget the pursuit of the Lord, no matter where they are or what they do.
鼓励他们朝着永生的标杆跑，去得天国的奖赏。
So encourage them to run toward the goal God has for them.
但是在主耶稣基督登山宝训的听众当中，有很多很多的人，也像我们今天社会上的人一样，他们相信功成名就，相信名利，相信安乐享受，这个才是人生快乐的事情。
However, many people among the listeners of Jesus' Sermon on Mount, just like the society we live in today, believe that the fame, fortune, and ease are the right things that make people happy.
主耶稣基督，这是错误的。
But Jesus taught us knows this were wrong.
拥有财富，追求享乐，去接受别人的称赞，这些都会带来给我们带来祸害。
Possessing wealth, pursuing pleasure, and being praised are harmful to us.
因为人如果拥有财富，拥有享乐，就会喜爱这些东西，然后就把侍奉神的事情抛到九霄云外去了。
Because if we possess and enjoy these things, we will live serving God out of our life.
主耶稣基督在马太福音的16章26节告诉我们说，人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的性命、生命，还有什么益处呢？
So the Lord Jesus warned us in Matthew 16:26, What does it profit a man if gains the whole world and lost his own life?
请注意，主耶稣基督这里所指的牌上的性命，不仅仅是指我们今生的肉体的性命。
So please be alert. So when Jesus says the happiness is not because like this world or physically happiness.
事实上，很多的人真的，我们现在很多的人真的会为现今的物质享受、财富，会把我们肉体的生命搭上的。很多的人为了财物，把他们的命丢掉了。
So in reality, many people they lose their life because they pursue wealth, they pursue fame, and then they don't have a really spiritual life.
主耶稣基督在这里更指的是他们永生的死亡。
So here, the Lord Jesus told them they need to pursue heavenly reward.
因为他们追求世界上的荣华富贵，最后掉到了永远的死亡。
Because they pursue worldly profit and then they end with eternal death.
我们知道，我们作为一个基督徒，没有一个人能够去弄断其他弟兄姐妹是否会进入天堂。
We all know no Christian can know or judge whether other sister brothers will enter heaven.
只有主知道。
Only the Lord knows.
但是我们有责任彼此相互提醒。
However, we have a responsibility to remind each other.
提醒我们放弃世俗的卓越，远离魔鬼的试探。
Remind us we give up the worldly excellence, turn away from the temptation of the devil.
因为主耶稣基督在16章26节到还有这个马太福音的7章23节都提醒我们。
Because Jesus reminded us in Matthew 7:23.
在这里他提醒我们，得了全赚了全世界，却赔上了自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
So he says, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own life?
在七章二十三节，他告诉我们，当如果我们掉到这样的陷阱的时候，当我们末世的时候，在门外呼叫他的时候，他说：“离开我吧，我根本不认识你。”
So in Matthew 7:23, so when Jesus is calling us out of the door, and then Jesus will say, "Leave us, you are not belong to us."
所以我们有责任彼此相互扶持、相互鼓励，一起奔跑天路。
So we have the responsibility to remind each other of a warning given to us, and we can all run toward the heavenly reward.
如果任何一位恩典堂的弟兄姐妹落后或者跌倒，我们有责任扶起他们，我们一起相互扶持，奔跑天路。
If any of the brothers and sisters in Grace Church falls behind, we have the responsibility to lift them up and pull them and run on the road to heaven together.
所以我今天想特别的提醒大家的是一个对神国不冷不热的态度。
So today I want to remind everyone of a lukewarm attitude toward the kingdom of God.
这是一个现今基督徒面临的一个非常严重的问题。
So this is a serious problem faced by Christian today.
就是对属世的诱惑，对神国的不冷不热。
We cannot resist worldly temptation and we become lukewarm toward the kingdom of God.
我想和大家一起来读启示录三章十五到二十二节，神接着老约翰的口写给老底家教会的书信。
Let us read Revelation 3:15-22. God asked the old John to write a letter to the church in Laodicea.
在启示录三章十五节，我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热。你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我的口中把你吐出来。
So, verse 15, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot or cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth.
十七节，你说我是富足的，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、吃身的。
You say, I'm rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing. But you do not realize you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked.
我劝你向我买火烈的金子，叫你富足，又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来，又买也要擦你的眼睛，叫你能看见。
So I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in fire, so you can become rich, and white clothes to wear, so you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salve to put on your eyes, so you can see.
凡我所同爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。看哪，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音的，就开门，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
So 19, those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. 20, here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and open the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me.
得胜的，我要赐他在我的宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
21, to the one who is victorious, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I was the victorious and sat down with my father on his throne. 22, whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit say to the churches.
Wow, 这样的责备真的是震耳发快。
This kind of rebuke is very shocking.
一个不冷不热的基督徒，这个不是健康的。 属灵生命的表现。
The lukewarmness is a sign of unhealthy spiritual life of Christian.
因为这个老底家教会，它处于一个非常物质非常丰富、热衷于世俗文化的一个城市。
So this church in Laodicea was a city that was obsessed with material wealth and worldly culture.
他们追求俗世的快乐。过于神的奖赏，神国的奖赏。
They pursued worldly happiness more than the reward of the kingdom of God.
所以主耶稣就说：“我巴不得你或冷或热。”
Then the Lord Jesus said, "I wish you either cold or hot."
这有点感觉到，让人感觉到有点恨铁不成钢的这个意味哈。
So it feels like the Lord really wants us to be a better person.
这并不是说主耶稣基督想让我们的心变得冰冷。
This is not to say that the Lord Jesus wants our heart to become cold.
而是说这个不冷不热的属灵状态比那个对神冷冰冰的状态还更糟糕。
It means that a lukewarm spiritual state is even worse than a cold heart toward God.
因为对神的名冷冰冰的人不会玷污神的名。大家都知道这个人不信神，他也不会玷污神的名。
So when this person is cold heart for God, he's not going to do something that is sinful to himself and also to the name of the God. He's not going to do anything.
而不冷不热的基督徒，他会玷污神的名。
But a lukewarm Christian, they may do something that is sinful to the glory of God.
主耶稣基督他不喜欢不冷不热的。基督徒的光景。
The Lord Jesus is not pleased with a lukewarm spiritual condition.
所以我们反思一下，我们现今在美国的这个基督徒，很像当初老底家教会所处的社会状况。
So let's think about this modern American society. The situation is very much like the situation of a church in Laodicea.
我们有丰富的物质供应，我们不需要。对我们生活当中很多的事情去担忧。
So we're comfortable with very abundant material life. We don't need to worry about our life.
所以我们常常也会像老底家教会一样安逸于我们的物质的生活，忘记了神国的神国，忘记了我们的神的国。
So a lot of time we are just like the church of Laodicea. Because we have everything, we don't need to worry about our life. And also we are not jealous about God.
我们要反思自己的这个不冷不热的光景啊，要警醒我们自己，不要落入老底家教会的陷阱。
So we need to reflect on our spiritual life so we can think about ourselves, we not fall into the state of lukewarm like the people of Laodicea.
当我在洛杉矶回来的时候，我回程的时候，当我在洛杉矶这个长滩机场等待飞机的时候，就是 Long Beach Airport.
So, when I returned to Memphis, I was waiting at Long Beach Airport in Los Angeles.
我在机场看到一位打扫清洁卫生的，在卫生界打扫卫生的一位工人。
I saw a cleaning worker in the airport bathroom.
他打扫卫生打扫得非常的认真仔细，那个卫生间让他打扫得干干净净，每一个角落都干干净净。
So he carefully and meticulously cleaned every corner of the bathroom and the toilet.
而且他在打扫的过程中，因为有别的旅客要进进出出的，他很小心的去避免给别人造成的这个不方便。
And there are the travelers continuously enter the bathroom to use the bathroom. So this cleaning worker was very careful not to cause inconvenience to the passengers using the toilet.
大家去过这个长滩机场的这个地方的，应该知道，那是一个非常陈旧的一个小机场。
If you have been to Long Beach Airport, you will know this is a smaller and older airport.
因为它的设备不好，比较陈旧，所以当然在打扫卫生的时候就会很困难。
So the toilet facility was not very good, so it created a lot of difficulty for the person who cleaned the toilet.
但是他把那个卫生间打扫得一干二净，他的认真的态度 让我当时看了以后，心里头非常感动。
But this worker cleaned the old toilet in orderly and clean manner, and then I was very touched by his serious attitude.
所以当我离开那个卫生间的时候，我就跟那位工人讲，我说先生，你把这个卫生间打扫的真干净，太感谢你了。
So when I left after using the toilet, I go to him and talk to him and says, "Sure, thank you so much. You clean this toilet so clean."
他扭头很惊讶地看着我，他也很感激我说的话。他说谢谢。
So he seems surprised and grateful what I said and says thank you to me.
然后他又继续仔细地去做他的工作。
And then he continued to do his work seriously.
我当时坐在那里，心里头有非常大的感动。我不知道他是什么，这位先生是什么信仰，因为我没有机会跟他讲他到底是什么信仰。
So I was greatly touched by this gentleman, although I don't know what this gentleman's belief.
我也不知道他在认真打扫的过程中，他脑子里都在想什么。
I don't know when he was doing his cleaning work, seriously, what he's thinking in his mind.
但是我作为一个基督徒，圣灵在那一刹那就给我这样的感动。
But as a Christian, the Holy Spirit gave me this impression at that moment.
我有这样的感动，神啊，我要像这个先生一样去侍奉你。
So I say, God, I should work like this gentleman and to serve God.
我感觉到这个工人他认真的工作，不是仅仅的为了他所挣的工资。
I feel that this cleaning worker works so seriously, not just for the salary he gets.
我想他的工资肯定也会很低。
I think his salary may not be high.
他在那里认真的工作，也不是在等待让他的上司来看了以后得到称赞，也不是等待着其他顾客的旅客的称赞，像我那样的称赞。而且他看到我说了谢谢的时候，他还显示的很惊讶的样子。
Now is he expecting praise from his supervisor or other people just like me? So when I go to him, I say thank you. He was very surprised by my action.
我更相信这就是他的工作的态度。
I believe that this is his work attitude.
而且因着他的认真的工作，圣灵给我这样的感动。
Because of his work ethic, the Spirit gave me this touch.
我心里头充满了感恩，我想其他的旅客也有同样的感动。
So my heart is filled with gratitude, and I think many other travelers has a similar inspiration.
感谢神让一个陌生人的工作态度能够给我们有这样的属灵感动。
Thanks God for giving me such a spiritual inspiration through the work attitude of a stranger.
让我来反省我自己在神面前的侍奉的态度。
Which make me reflect on my own attitude in serving God.
让我激励自己在侍奉耶稣的时候，侍奉我们的神的时候，不介意人，只介耶稣。
Let me encourage myself to see no one but Jesus alone when serving.
因着我们这样的美好的工作，就让人把荣耀归给神。
Because of our wonderful work, we give glory to our God.
因为在哥罗西三章二十三节、二十四节这么说。
In Colossians 3:23-24,
说无论做什么，都要从心里做，要像给主做的，不是给人做的，因为你们知道，从主那里必得着基业为奖赏。为赏赐，你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
Before the coming of this faith, we were held in custody under the law, locked up until the faith that we was coming could be revealed. So the law was our guardians until Christ come, that we might be justified by faith.
弟兄姐妹，这不正是我们人生的追求、生命的执着吗？
So brothers and sisters, isn't this our pursuit in life and our persistence in life?
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
天父阿爸父神，感谢你今天赐下的话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the words you gave us today.
恩典他的众儿女们定义要追求你。
So all the sisters, the brothers, we're children of God. We want to pursue you.
我们定义要追求你永生的国。
We pursue your kingdom.
阿爸父神，求你的圣灵指引我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, please guide us with your Holy Spirit.
指引我们人生的道路。
Lead our path of life.
让我们所做的都荣耀你的国。
So whatever we do, we give glory to God. We glorify God's kingdom.
荣耀你的名。
Glorify your name.
我们这要祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.